You're listening to Mom First, episode 64. Why it's time for big, scary goals. This episode is a year in the making. 1 year ago this week, I set out on a journey as a mom, as a podcaster, with the goal to show up every single week for an entire year to create this podcast. And to do so in a way that would serve some of the most incredible people I know, working moms. And this week is the week. It's been a year. On today's episode, I'm sharing how I took on a goal that scared me. I'll explain how I did it and how you too can take on your own big, scary goal. And we'll talk about why, as a working mom, it matters so much to make time and space in your life for these kinds of goals. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm a lawyer-turned-life coach and the host of Mom First, the podcast that empowers working moms to ditch the overwhelm and lead with joy. If you're ready to go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving, then you're in the right place. A little over a year ago, I was in a dark place, a funk. Even today, looking back at it, I cannot quite understand or wrap my mind around it. It seemed like I was mentally exhausted all the time, numb to the things that used to bring me so much joy, but numb to the things that would normally hurt too. And no matter how grateful I felt for every incredible, awesome blessing in my life, I couldn't summon even the tiniest bit of joy. Everything felt kind of pointless, even things that were supposed to be fun, even things I loved, even doing those things that I loved with the people I loved. It felt like so much work. So much stress, and so empty and pointless, like none of it mattered. It was from that place that I decided I had to do something. I had to make a change. I decided I had to pick myself up, get off my butt, and go do something, because this is my one life. This is my one chance to be a mom to my amazing kids. This is my chance, my opportunity. And I decided I was going to have more fun. And that sounds like it should be easy, right? Like, what's the problem? But I had every reason for why I couldn't have fun. I worked a stressful, emotionally intense job. We were coming out of a global pandemic. I hadn't lost the baby weight. The house was always a mess. My kids played hockey, and so we were always on the go. We were in the midst of a remodel on our lake home. And so I had all kinds of reasons for why I couldn't have any fun. But now I can see that there was a deeper reason. I didn't know how to have fun. I had lost a lot of who I was over the course of the previous couple years. I had gone through a career transformation and transition. I had had a difficult health diagnosis and infertility struggle. We, collectively, as a society, had gone through a pandemic. In our family, we bought and renovated a lake home. My kids had become heavily engaged in a new sport, hockey. And our little miracle baby was born. And we'd somehow survived that first year with a newborn and as a family of seven. So of course, when the dust settled on all of that in the fall of 2021, it was no wonder that I had no idea at that point who I was anymore. It was no wonder that I was a bit numb to all of it once I took a moment to breathe. I was doing so much for so many other people, but not necessarily making time and space for me. I was taking on project after project and responsibility after responsibility, and I wasn't taking time off from any of it. I had so many things going on, but no space for anything that really lit me up from the inside. So, last fall, a year ago, I decided I was going to change all that. I didn't know how, but I decided I was just going to start. I was just going to start and see what happened. I was going to start doing all the things that I always wanted to do, but didn't have time for as a working mom of five. I was going to start doing things that scared me. I was going to use vacation days to do what I wanted to do. I was going to start doing anything that seemed hard, anything that I was afraid of. I was going to start doing things that made me feel vulnerable and like I might throw up. I looked in my closet and I saw the podcast mic that I had bought months earlier. I had wanted to start a podcast for years, but I was always too busy, too afraid, too scared, too unable to figure it out. And I decided I was going to set all that aside, brush every last excuse aside, and I was going to figure it out because I wasn't going to use that as an excuse anymore for not being able to do it. So I took a course that taught me everything I needed to know to get up and running. I decided ahead of time that whatever that course told me to do when it came to the podcast, I was going to do it. And that's what I did. And that podcast was up and launched within 6 weeks. And when I started, I told myself, I'm going to do this podcast for a year. I'm going to commit and show up and put out an episode every single Thursday. I was going to do it for me. It didn't matter if nobody else listened. No matter what was happening at home, no matter what was happening with the kids, no matter what was happening at work, I was going to show up and I was going to do this. And guess what? Because of that, I started to find me again. That person who last year was having trouble finding any motivation to do anything around the house, go on any outings, buckle down on any projects, or even lose themselves in play and silliness with the kids. She started to reemerge. I started to reemerge. And now I have so many things, so many interests that are just overfilling my bucket. And I genuinely enjoy and love doing them and can't wait to devote more and more time to them. My confidence has grown, and so has my commitment to myself. And guess who's had a front row seat to all of it? My kids. They've seen me keep this commitment to myself. They've seen me try something new, knowing that I could fail, knowing that I knew that I could fail, knowing how scared I was, and they've seen me succeed. Think about what kind of an example that sets. They've seen me find joy in a hobby. They've seen me prioritize my passion and my own happiness. They've seen me keep commitments to myself. They've seen me say no to other people so that I could make what I wanted to do a priority. They've seen me become more fulfilled. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we want for our kids? We want them to be fulfilled. We want them to be happy. We want them to feel joy. We want them to try the things that scare them and to be willing to fail. If we want that for them, we need to pave the way. We need to show them how. So what are you showing your kids? Are you showing them how to lead the life that you hope that they will have? I know that this is not easy. I know that there are a million other things on your plate. I know that you have a mile-long to-do list. I know that your house is a mess. I know it is. I know there are dishes to clean and laundry to fold. I know everyone and their mother is asking you for time on the calendar or for help with this or that. Whether it's a family gathering you don't want to go to, a girls' trip that you've outgrown, or the PTA calling for more volunteer hours. It's time for you to say no to those things that you really don't want to do and start saying yes to the things that you've been too scared to try. Once you say yes, you make it stick with a commitment that scares you. For me, I promised myself I would do this for an entire year. My friends, I can barely do anything for a week, but I made this commitment for a year, and I followed through. When you do that, when you make a commitment to yourself and you keep it, you build integrity with yourself. You build trust in yourself. And building this integrity and trust creates an unshakable confidence. No matter what, I'm showing up to do this commitment that I made to myself. No matter what, I'm showing up to do the podcast. Seriously, come rain, snow, or sleet, it can't stop me. COVID or the flu didn't stop me. Hockey tournaments, family vacations, not gonna stop me. This podcast all year long went up despite all of those things. So when you have something like this that isn't just for you, that isn't for your kids, that isn't for your work, that isn't for a paycheck, when you follow through on something just for you, you create a trust and a confidence and you teach yourself that you matter. Today, a year into this journey, I can hardly recognize the person that I was before this podcast. It seems like 3, 4, maybe even 5 years have gone past because so much has changed. Yes, of course, my life still has its ups and downs. Sometimes the ups are really big and sometimes the downs are really, really low. And that's all part of the human experience. Of course, there are weeks where I have no idea how I'm going to do it all. Of course, there are times where I feel stressed out. And then there are also times where I show up and I have so much fun and joy, and I meet so many amazing, incredible women that I get to bring as guests for you. And that fun and that joy and that fulfillment that comes from deep within inside of me, it permeates my life in a brand new way, a way that makes all of the headache, all of the stress, all of the chaos so worth it. And it makes this commitment that I've made to myself so worth it. Why am I telling you all this? Because I want this feeling for you, however you get it. Maybe you don't start a podcast, but maybe there's something else, a dream, a goal on your heart. Something that's been there for a long time, something you don't think you can do because of whatever circumstance, because there's not enough money, because your husband's not on board, because the kids are too little, because work is always in the way, because you haven't lost whatever baby weight, because of whatever. Whatever the reason, whatever the excuse, this is your chance to set it aside. Because I want you to have this incredible feeling that I have. I want you to have this joy. I want you to lay down your mile-long to-do list and stop with the meal prep and laundry folding so that you too can have some flippin' fun. I want you to laugh and to be silly and find the things that light you up. I want you to believe in you the way that I believe in you. I want you to stop just for a moment and make space for you, for the incredible woman that you are. I want you to look inside and find that hope and dream that's been collecting dust. What dream has been set on a shelf? What hobby has been put on the back burner? What can you do today to move forward, even in a small way, with something that you do just for you, not for anyone else, not as a side hustle, not to make some money, not to further your career, Not for the kids, not for your partner, not to make sure the house is clean, not for work, but just for you. Something you do just for the sake of doing it because you love it. Maybe it's something silly. Maybe it's something that seems like a huge waste of time. What can you do today that lights you up from the inside? And then I want you to make a commitment, a big commitment, that you will show up every day. And that no matter how long it takes, you're going to follow through on that dream, on that goal, on that hobby. You're going to do it for a month, 6 months, a year, whatever, whatever it takes. I am so grateful for the past version of myself that made the commitment to do this work, to figure out this podcast, to get up every week, to do it every day, and put out this episode every single week for a whole year. And now I want to help you do it too. Think about who you're going to be down the road if you keep this commitment to yourself. If you don't know what to do, if all of this feels overwhelming, if you aren't sure where to start and you feel lost, then I'm here for you. I'm here to help. Jump into my DMs on Instagram or LinkedIn. I have got your back. I can't wait to connect with you on this. Hey, my friends, it's me, Jen. If you are ready to finally make 2023 the year of you, then you have got to head over to momfirstcoaching.com and check out my mental fitness training. This mental fitness training is going to help you raise your mindfulness and your awareness so that you can really achieve your goals once and for all this year. All you have to do is head over to momfirstcoaching.com, sign up to get the information, and I'll shoot you an email with all the instructions and everything you need to know to find out how to take this mental fitness training. It's momfirstcoaching.com. I can't wait to see you there.